Stetson.
Hi, Stetson. Stetson, it's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Paul. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Mr. Dunn. Thank you for asking. So you spoke with E, and she mentioned that you had called in. I remember speaking with you. I think it's been, I want to say about a month ago that we spoke.
Yeah, about a month, yeah.
Okay, so.
I had been wanting to call you back, but at that time, like 20 jobs all piled in at one time, so I was busy for a good while. Starting to slowly calm down, but
that's good.
I wanted to revisit. I wanted to revisit how I'm advertising, and I'm really interested in getting a Google listing, and I wanted to see if we could maybe go through with that process.
Yeah, and you know, I know that when we spoke before, I had applied a reduced rate here. I'm looking at the notes here, so I would be able to honor that reduced pricing. It's actually going to save you $300 a month. It is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. We offer it to younger companies, but it's a promotional rate, not an introductory rate, which means that it's not ever going to go up. It's actually a fixed flat rate for as long as you choose to use the service. Yeah, so normally $399. It's only going to be $299. Even the setup fee, looking at my notes, I think it might have been partly because of the Angie Leads or Home Advisor, but I did reduce the cost of the setup fee from $299 down to just $99, that setup fee. And then there's a website included. Do you have photos of some of the work that you've done, either recently in the recent past?
Sure do. Yeah,
I mean, obviously, you know, our job is to put it on the first page of Google, but beyond that, I mean, our job really is to make sure that people who see you there pick up the phone and call you. So we'll definitely want to do that website. We'll have you talk to a client interview technician even today if you're available. That's where we're going to get all the information that we need. You know, verify information that I have. We're going to want to talk to you about, you know, the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, or motto, what's unique about your business if you want, you know, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that kind of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. And, of course, we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call. Let me make sure I've got the information that I need to get the process started. It is Dunn Honest Electric, right? That's how you would want the company to be branded online?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. Dunn Honest
and
Electric.
Then, Mr. Dunn, the phone number that we are speaking on, is this the same number that you want your customers to call, the best number for them to reach you?
Correct, yes, sir.
So the business number, the 210-332-3455, is it also the number that we should use, the best number for us to contact you regarding your account?
Yes, sir, correct.
It is, okay. And then, Stetson, is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number?
I can, yes, sir, it is.
You can, good. Now, I don't know if I mentioned it before, if you remember, but you're going to get calls directly to you. I mean, residential clients, everybody's going to have the click-to-call feature. You'll get those calls directly to you. Now, on the website, there will also be a contact form. So residential clients can tell you where they live, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And then, of course, whether they call you directly, as they most often will, or reach out to you through your website, it's still that fixed flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form will repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system. So you'll know how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, from individual directories, or from your website. And if they do contact you through your website, like I said, you'll get the text message as well as the email. What is a good email address either for you or for your company? Stetson BRADUNN at yahoo.com.
That one's my personal. Let's do business. It's going to be dunhonestelectric@gmail.com. And then, Mr. Paul, I got a question for you, too.
Sure, of course.
So the $299 will cover me monthly, and anytime anybody looks up electrician in the area, my name will pop up somewhat underneath, you know, with another list of names.
That's exactly correct. And whether they type in electrical contractor, electrical work, electrician near me, if they type in things like, you know, panel replacement or panel upgrade or whatever they might be typing in, as long as it's a service that you provide, your business will pop up. Now, obviously, Stetson, you use Google yourself, so you do know that you will not be the only company that pops up when someone does that search. And, of course, ultimately, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call Dunn Honest Electric. The ones that do, of course, though, will be calling you directly. They'll be calling you specifically. They'll be calling you after seeing the website, so they'll know that you do exactly what they're looking for. They saw something that they like. That's why they're calling. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you'll be getting. Okay. And I think I think I asked you before, but refresh my memory, you're 100% service-based, meaning that you go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no showroom or brick-and-mortar location, no physical address that we would be promoting for the business online?
No, sir. Yes, sir. I go to them.
Perfect, yeah. And, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, even if you had, like, a shop or an outside office where you did your paperwork. Since customers don't come to you, Google does not want to list the physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. The Angie leads, though, or the Home Advisor profile, they do have a physical address, 7514 Dream Valley Street. Is that your residence?
It is, yes, sir.
It is, okay. Yeah, so like I said, that address is not going to appear physically online. You're only going to be listed city and state, so not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, Mr. Dunn, if you don't have any other questions for me, I will do a couple of things. One, I'll take a look at that client interview calendar, that is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. The other thing that I am required to do, because we are Google Premier partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the cost of the subscription as well as the setup fee, that we're even including the website for you, etc. Now, Stetson, it is recorded, but feel free to stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward. Like I said, I am, though, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay, sounds good. I do have one question for you.
Sure.
You had said that you guys are also going to help me develop a website as well?
Correct, yeah. So let me just kind of go back over that.
Really, really awesome. I like that a lot.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, website's a great conversion tool. It's what people want to see and make sure that, you know, they're calling the right person before they bother to make that phone call. But, of course, a website's only as powerful as the number of eyes that can see it. And since most websites are not on that first page, and most websites are not seen by their intended audience, kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. So, of course, our job is twofold. It's to make sure you're on that first page and make sure that they can see that website so they've got those reasons to call you. And then, again, like I said, that's kind of the main reason why we're going to do that client interview, is to get all the information that we need to build out that website. Keep in mind, it's not just listing you on Google and building that website. We are going to create the almost 70 different destinations and directories that get indexed when someone does a keyword search. Basically, what the search engines search for is relevant content. So on Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, and dozens of other directories that are not as well known to the public, we'll be creating those listings that will, of course, talk about your services, your service area, link back to your website, and the verified Google and Bing listings. So that's what's going to help you show up on that first page and get those phone calls. So we'll take care of all of that information that we need in that follow-up call. Like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but if you have any other questions, feel free to stop me and give me just a quick second here to get that set.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Mr. Dunn, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Steps in this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Dunn Honest Electric.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And Mr. Dunn, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Stetson Dunn. I'm a licensed master contractor electrician.
And you are the owner of Dunn Honest Electric, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And as the owner and master electrician for Dunn Honest Electric, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Correct.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, Stetson, for the billing information that you will be using for our service, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Mr. Dunn, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. That's And, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Correct. Not a problem.
Well, that's good to hear. It's always a bit of a concern for me when I'm calling one of my clients. If I'm calling the business number and it goes maybe not even to voicemail, it goes to mailbox full or not set up, it's a concern not because I have to call them back, but I also know if I were a customer, a potential customer, I would probably not try to call back. I would probably call somebody else. So we don't want you to miss those opportunities. And I often say, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does also say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we are already aware of the Angie lead. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Dunn, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Stetson, that's fair enough, right?
Exactly. I have Angie's leads, and I also use Angie's ads.
So, okay, gotcha. We're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if there's anything new that comes along that you're aware of anyway, it's always best to let us know in advance so we can make sure that all of the information, phone numbers, and things like that are accurate for your business. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply before and honor now, with it being a month-to-month service, with the subscription fee reduced, with the setup fee reduced, with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 20th of October, in the very discounted total amount of $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month moving forward at a further reduced rate of exactly $299.00. That $299, Stetson, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Mr. Dunn, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Stetson, is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no extra cost. We do offer our services completely at will, month to month, no contract. Of course, that means at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service. Whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, the service can also be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Dunn, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Stetson, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Dunn, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree and accept.
Okay. And then, Stetson, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Mr. Dunn, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
And just first and last, or any middle initial or middle name?
Middle initial B.
You said D like Dunn, right? Not B like boy?
Middle initial is B like boy.
Oh, it is. See, it's hard to tell sometimes over the phone, just even a little bit of background noise and B's and G's and P's and T's are kind of hard to, but it is B like boy. Okay. And then
yes,
you said that was
B done.
You said that was a MasterCard and then, should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
It is 5343-7100.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
0764.
Mm-hmm.
7075.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0825.
08 of 2025. And then the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
334.
Okay, so I've got 334 on the back, and then 08 or August of 2025 for the expiration date.
25.
And then the card itself, Mr. Dunn,
correct.
Was that 5343-7100-7-64-70-75?
Correct.
Okay. And does that bill at the home address, the 7514 Dream Valley Street, 78242?
That's it.
Okay. Mr. Dunn, in about a minute, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Yes, let me do better than that. Let me text it to my wife. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. Mr. Dunn, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, Stetson, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email through our automated system. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, since our emails get sent in bulk every couple of minutes, you might even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I know for sure we can do 4 o'clock. I might have to ask special permission on short notice to get you in at 3 o'clock, but it will be scheduled by the hour. The call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. It would get to you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour, but would you be available maybe at 3 o'clock today or 4?
So, right. I think I should be good for 4 because right now I'm headed to a job or I need to an appointment. So 4 o'clock seems a little bit more reasonable. I could do that.
Okay. Yeah, we are booked out for the last one at 5 o'clock. But we'll schedule it from 4 until 5. It will probably, you know, like I said, get you maybe 4:15, something like that. Take about 15, 20 minutes at that point.
Okay.
And then you'll receive at 3 o'clock, there's still time, an hour prior, for our automated system to send you a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 4. And then I'm also in a second here going to send you a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's just going to say local/CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
Looks like I got the email, and it says local/support.
Okay. You should receive another one. You get both the support email and then the initial invoice. The one that we're hoping for is the invoice that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The subscription terms, the click here is hyperlinked to where the text message should automatically open up. It might take just a second for you to receive that one. While we're waiting for that, the other thing that I remembered I need to do here, and this is for your protection as well as for ours, and even when we do the client interview, we will have this information. So I'm going to set up a security question and answer. Anyone who calls from Local Splash will know unprompted both the security question and the answer. They'll also know my name, which is Paul Gordon. And, of course, it's also for your protection, too. Anyone who calls in saying they're associated with your business should know that question and answer as well, or at least the answer if we ask them the question. Your choices are mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Now we can do, so there's three of them. Let's do the one I was born, city I was born in.
That seems to be the most popular, and then followed by first pet's name, which, you know, I would completely understand why you wouldn't want to use your mother's maiden name. That's more sensitive and reserved for other things. But city you were born in, we'll go with that. What is the answer?
San Antonio.
San Antonio, okay. So let me put that into the system here, and then, like I said, we'll have that in our system for when I have to type in everything lowercase and no space in between. So it just looks odd, but that's how the system accepts it. And then, like I said, our client interview technician will have that information. Anyone who calls from Local Splash will have that information. I did want to take this moment to reiterate that we should never be calling and asking you for more money, okay? If anyone does call you and say that you owe them something, even if they say they're with Local Splash, and they might, even if they say they're with Google, they won't be. Like I said, they will need to know that information before they even would want to call you. And if they're asking you for money, just politely decline and say, I think I'm good. You can call the client support number if you need to, if you have any questions. Obviously, the goal is to get your phone ringing and have customers call you. The downside is that when people see you've got an online presence, you might get phone calls that are not from potential customers. Did you at this point already receive the other email? I do see them both in our system sent successfully.
Yeah, I do. And now it popped up username, password for local.
Oh, so you're a step ahead. You can actually stop right there. The reason that you're seeing that is, well, the automated system, and it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using soon enough, very soon actually, to access your tracking and your reporting system, my.localsplash.com. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and also that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this case. We do have to do the client interview first to make sure that we've got the information for there to be something to track. But in the next couple of days, once your tracking system is activated, we will send by text and email both your username and a default password. You can use that password to access your account. You can change it if you like. Sometimes people don't, and that's fine too. I can give you the username already. That has already been created, and it cannot be changed. It is, though, easy for you to remember. It is simply the phone number that we are speaking on, area code included, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. So it's simply the number 210-332-3455. That will always be your username. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please include either your phone number or your username, which in this case are basically the same thing. That's the catch-all for everything related to the account, and you certainly can send anything and everything there, and it will get forwarded out to the right department. When they do that client interview in that 4 o'clock hour, they will also give you the photos at LocalSplash, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com email. If you wanted to email the photos team directly, you can certainly do that. Other than that, you are set up and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in that 4 o'clock hour. Like I said, won't be right at the top of the hour, but shortly thereafter. Real pleasure speaking with you. Really glad that you called in. Happy to get this going for you. Certainly want to be the first to say welcome aboard. We're excited to get this working for you, get your phone ringing. Of course, looking forward to earning your business 1 month at a time. And as always, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks, Paul. And just to confirm, you said my username is my phone number, but with no dashes in the center?
Yeah, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the numbers all together, but the area code 210 included.
Okay, and what about the password?
I can pull that up. I think I can generate the default password at this point, but I think if you tried to enter it now, it would give you an error message because the client dashboard is not activated yet.
Gotcha.
It looks like
okay.
I can give it to you though now. Like I said, you'll usually get it by text and email alerting you to the fact that your tracking system has been activated so you can start tracking your success. But I can give it to you now. The default password is going to be big photos, all lowercase and no space. Just B-I-G-P-H-O-T-O-S. That would be the default password. Like I said, if you try to log in now, it will give you the error message. But once we do your client interview, create all that content and get all of the destinations sent out, and that's when you'll get by email and text message your username and that default password. That's alerting you to the fact that your dashboard is activated.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you, Paul. I look forward to talking to you guys at 4.
Yep. Sounds real good. Like I said, pleasure speaking with you as always. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and that call should get to you in that 4 o'clock hour, maybe just a few minutes after 4.
Sounds good, Paul. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, too, Mr. Dunn. Take care, Stetson. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.